Dog Tale Number 33, Flea Bit. Fella had a dog he thought was just tops. Whenever that dog barked, there was a squirrel up that tree. Well, the weather got warm, long a blackberry picking time. You know, the bugs, the fleas, they got pretty bad about then. He decided he was going squirrel hunting and to take his dog with him and to get out of the house. That dog went on ahead of him, happy to be turned loose. He went up the holler to near the top where there's a big tree. The man heard the dog barking, and when he got up there, he seen the dog was a-barking at something up that tree. Said, yeah, he's got a squirrel up that tree, I can see it. So he took his muzzle-loading gun. Back then they didn't have these up-to-date shotguns like they have now. He aimed, shot, took the leaves off the branch. But there wasn't a thing that fell out of that tree other than the leaves. That squirrel, he just kept a-moving along that branch. He reloaded his gun, got down on one knee to steady himself. He was an awful good marksman and never missed a shot. And he shot that squirrel a second time. Not a thing fell out of that tree. And the squirrel kept a-moving along that branch. And his dog just kept on a-barking. He wanted to know what was wrong. But as he got ready for his third try at that squirrel, he laid down on the ground, put his elbows on the ground to steady his gun, took aim at that squirrel, squinting to see where he couldn't miss, and then he noticed that the squirrel didn't have no tail. He was puzzled and got to looking closer, and then he seen that he'd been looking at a flea walking across his bushy eyebrows. When he reached up with his fingers and squished that flea, that dog quit barking. This is another one of the tales I collected from Lewis Lamb of Paintlick, Kentucky, and I collected this one back in 1980. I transcribed the tale from a recording of Lewis telling of a true story. You can see also Counting Dog, Rabies Shots, and SSFF. You can buy either digital or hard copy of Dog Tales from Amazon or from iBooks. Just look for Dog Tales by John Ramsey. You will find the spelling of my name and the links on the homepage for these podcasts. Thank you.